that is nothing more than the Sunday law. Country Living, page 12, says this: before the overflowing scourge shall come upon the dwellers of the earth, the Lord calls upon all who are Israelites indeed to prepare for that event. To parents he sends the warning cry, gather your children into your own houses. Gather them away from those who are disregarding the commandments of God, who are teaching and practicing evil. Get out of the large cities as fast as possible. Establish church schools. Give your children the Word of God as the foundation of all their education. Brothers and sisters, before the Sunday law arrives, we need to get out in the country. We need to gather together. We need to prepare for this event before it hits. The Publishing Ministry, page 170. The Lord will work to purify His church. I tell you in truth, the Lord is about to turn and overturn the institution called by His name. Just how soon this refining process will begin, I cannot say, but it will not be long deferred. He whose fan is in His hand will cleanse the temple of its moral defilement. He will thoroughly purge His floor. Brothers and sisters, based on the prophetic word, the Lord is about to purify His church. And the institutions that go to make up this corporate structure, they're going to be overturned. They can't go beyond the Sunday law. If they're faithful, they'll be shut down by the laws of the land. If they're unfaithful, they're going to be swept out by the man with the dirt brush. Brothers and sisters, this institution, this structure that we identify, I'm identifying here as the corporate body of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, it's destined, righteous or unrighteous, to very soon be eliminated. And at that point, the Lord's going to take the work into His own hands, and the testimony of Scripture and the Spirit of Prophecy is that there's a unity going to come into the work. But the Lord's going to raise up those that will be leaders, spiritual leaders, those that have never sought position before. And the work will be directed by the Holy Spirit. It's not going to be in the devisings of humans. It's not going to be a gigantic worldwide outreach program. It's going to be people empowered by the Holy Spirit that are going door to door sharing this message of mercy. It's going to be people that are going to be brought before the courts of the law, the courts of the land, and are going to give a testimony that's going to be published in the presses of the land explaining why they uphold Sabbath. Brothers and sisters, we're at the very point in time where this controversy is going to be sound.